Mayor Anders, how he's helped me lately, I don't know. He's a weird one, that man. You know, look at all this shit around us. It's a bunch of his pictures on old Google Pride floats and stuff. This is awful. And he's a bit of a weird fella. I felt it ever since I saw him in the cinema recently to see The Apprentice. I saw him there. I was like, there you go, local celebrity. La-ti-da. Sat down in the row in front of him, gave him a tip of me hat. And, you know, I started watching this film take place, Jeremy Strong killing it. And all of a sudden, I just hear all these scribbles behind me. And I look behind, and Unders is just taking notes. The whole time The Apprentice is going, Unders is taking notes. I try to ignore this for most of the time. But then he just puts his feet through the little gap between the seats, you know, where you can kind of nestle your feet in. If there's nobody in the row in front, you can kind of relax. He goes and does that. And I'm stuck there with his feet beside my elbow. And I can't move my elbow because then he'll be alerted to the fact that my elbow's not the armrest. And then it'll be really awkward. So to answer your question, fuck off.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
The mayor is wonderful, not an ordinary man at all. You can tell from his bone structure, poise, and posture that this man was born to administer civic issues and hand down decrees that benefit the whole of the town. As the, for now, unofficial mayoral correspondent, I have unique insight into the man's psyche and mindset. Him falling asleep at town hall meetings? A power move against those who would dare oppose him and waste his time. The poor-fitting attire and unkempt appearance day to day? A searing nod to those who are more style over substance. The mayor's speeches are masterpieces of ambiguity. He knows how to say nothing and make it sound like everything. I've watched him speak for an hour on the subject of local roadworks and leave everyone both confused and amazed, somehow feeling as though they've just received the answers to life's most profound questions. The brilliance is in the delivery, the rhetoric. It is not the answer that you get that matters, but the fact that you feel heard, you feel important. That's the mayor's gift. Now piss off, you filthy commoner. I'm busy inspecting his recycling to uncover the true genius behind his leadership. If he ever did recycle, that is.
I've been here since 5 a.m. to get the best spot for the parade. And you think you can just waltz right in front of me and block my view?
I was just walking here. I just wanted...
Well, keep walking.
I just wanted to see the mayor and all the flouts and things.
We all want to see it, but some of us want to see it more than others. Except for me, I'm the one who wants to see it the most.
But you sat down, so you gotta be at a really low down vantage point.
Yeah, but I'm at the front. It's fine to be at a low vantage point. No one's allowed in front of me. Not you.
Well, why did you leave all that space? There's like enough space for at least one person, maybe two, to get in front of you.
I like to stretch my legs. I've reserved these spaces since June.
There's three more seats there. You've just got different types of seats.
Yeah.
Are they for other people?
They're all mine. What part do you not understand? If I don't get the ones in front of me, they block my view.
But could I sit in one of them?
No. Of course not. You idiot. Why, what makes you think you could sit there? These are the seats for the biggest fan of the mayor. That's not you, is it you? You get the mayor's name tattooed on your back?
No. Just says mayor.
Yeah. The rest is in ink, the exact tone of my skin.
Or you just save it up for it?
No, it's there. It's just, you won't know it until I get a tan.
Well, I have to say that the mayor has been extremely helpful this year. He was able to help myself and all of the cadets and recruits down at the local army base. One of the major things that the mayor decided to do was pay for our new latrines. So, of course, as you've probably seen, there's a huge muddy ditch that everyone had to urinate and defecate into. Well, I would have to say it was the most appalling sight on the eyes, and the smell wasn't too good either. And the mayor, well, the mayor stepped in, and the mayor literally stepped in. The mayor, of course, stepped into the shuck. And, well, that was that period, the start of last year, where he went missing for a few days. He got stuck in the old shuck. I think you remember the headlines. Mayor missing. And then when he was retrieved from the shuck, it was mayor unstuck from shuck. Anyway, the mayor was in good humor about it, but decided we needed actual latrines. So we have those now, and I have to say that I really appreciate the way you're doing that, as do all of the recruits and cadets.
Hello.
Hello! Hi! We're here from City Council.
Oh, I wasn't expecting anyone from City Council today.
Hello, we're from City Council. Hello.
Okay, yes, I get, yeah. How can I help?
We have been sent by the mayor.
By the mayor himself.
To give you a new TV.
You have won.
Congratulations.
Oh, we've won.
You have won. This entire TV is all yours.
And as you can see here, by my documents, these are signed by the mayor. This is legal. This is not a scam.
Pressed by his hand.
Indeed, himself.
We've won a TV.
An entire TV, all to yourself.
Oh my God, this has never happened to me. What size is it?
Oh, look at the back of this car. Don't you see?
Oh, it's right here, right now.
It's right here, right now.
We brought the TV with us.
Oh my God.
We're even going to bring it in and install it.
Martin, who's at the door?
It's, what is your name, sorry? It's these guys from the mayor's office, from the council.
Frombo.
What do they want?
We've won a TV.
It's about the TV license. I told them that I paid that, honestly.
No.
I told them. We got the letters.
No, shut up, George. We've won the TV. They're giving us a TV.
What? This is going to start this whole TV license thing again.
Shut up. Stop.
I've got four court summons. I can't have another one.
Shut. Don't talk about the TV license right now.
I would like you to know that this TV does come with the TV license prepaid for 5 years.
Sweet!
Bring it in.
We're free.
Wheel it in.
It is 62 inches.
Me and Jaw will help you lift that in now.
Yes, of course.
We're going to have to get rid of the crib.
Yeah, I think the toddler's bed as well.
Yes, we can rearrange the kid's room.
Can an infant be on a bunk bed?
Sorry?
Can an infant be on a bunk bed?
I don't care.
Do you think that's safe?
Pop or
rotten bunk?
We've got a 62-inch TV, George.
I know. Martin.
So you want it upstairs then?
Oh, my yes. back.
Oh,
my back.
Dear. I think we need to get our... hang on. I'm just going to get on the phone here.
I'm going to strap on my little helping back solution.
Bongo.
What?
Bongo, we need you at this house. We've got to carry the TV in. Pronto.
What, you need me to lift something?
Yes.
We're at 62 Oak Ridge.
Okay, I'll be right now. Pronto.
Thank you, Bongo. Great.
The mayor has been very unhelpful to me and my fellow creatures this year. After he got stuck in our shuck home, he removed the whole thing. Where are me and my brethren supposed to spawn now? It's a terrible shame. We've had to now come
further above ground see me walking round the town. Oh, it's a pity. It's such a pity. My flippers and fins are not made for above ground. So we are very much anti-mayor this year. Celebrate the mayor? I don't think so. In fact, we are thinking of having our own mayoral candidate for the next elections. Vasilik Swampfin. We will fully support him. We will be asking the humans to also support us.
Excuse me, folks. We're going to have to clear this area and move these railings. I'm really sorry.
You can't do this to me.
The ambulance needs to go somewhere.
The ambulance doesn't need to go anywhere. There's no emergency that's more important than this.
No, we don't have any emergencies yet, but we want to be on site for when they might happen. So we need our ambulance to be set up here, and we need to move these barriers.
If I don't see the mayor in all his glory, I will die.
He has reserved these seats since June.
Thank you.
Stools themselves or their placement? Because you can't.
Good question. Both have been reserved.
All right. Okay.
I've reserved the stools, and if you look, in fact, I've bolted them to the pavement.
Okay. Well, do you have a way to remove these, or am I going to have to get the fire crew?
Good luck. The fire crew tried and failed to remove these seats.
All right, okay.
Just because I block a fire hydrant, they think they can move me.
I need to ask the two of you to get to the back of the crowd somewhere else in another sector quadrant.
Whoa.
Yes.
He reserved these seats. My good friend reserved three seats for me.
We're not friends and you don't get one of the seats.
What?
I appreciate you backing me up.
Could be friends.
Listen, what if one of you need this ambulance in a few hours?
I'd rather die than disrupt the mayor's parade, okay? If I have a heart attack and you ring those sirens, interrupting the mayor's speech, I will make sure to die quicker so you can turn them off, okay?
But we wouldn't... Sir, we wouldn't need to have the sirens on if the ambulance is actually on site of the parade. This is the most efficient spot for us to be, to set up, to do first aid,
administer
things.
Why do you think we're here 4 hours before the parade? We know it's the best spot.
Okay, we haven't been here 4 hours before. I've been here for the last 12 hours.
And I tripped over a bolted stool.
You tried to kick it over.
I did, after I tripped over it. I turned around and I kicked it.
Oh my god, you have some blood on your Converse there. Are you in pain?
He's fine. Now, look, you're quite clearly a dedicated emergency worker. Work hard. Today's a special day. Take it off.
Do you need a seat?
Take it off. Take the day off.
No, that's...
You can't have a seat, but you should take it off.
Medical emergencies don't take the day off.
They do. They do today.
Kid, do you need to get medical aid?
I'm not a kid. I'm 12.
All right, sir. Do you need medical aid?
If he's old enough to work in the army, he's old enough to know when he's healthy.
Am I old enough to work in the army?
I believe so.
I'm going to try out for that.
Under Mayor Unders, yes.
Yeah. Now, it's technically a militia, but still.
Oh. Well, maybe I could get Colonel Marzipan to teach me.
Don't go near that man.
Yeah, he freaks me out. I don't know which wars he's fought in.
I went to school with Mayor Unders. I won't have a bad word said against that man. I see that man, he's walking past my shop. I always shout, I was like, "Oi, Mayor Anders, come on in, mate, come on in." And I always said to him, "Look, you can take whatever you want in here." And he does that. He comes in, he lifts some things off the shelf. He likes to get some of the expensive bits and pieces, and that's fine. And I don't mind that because, as I say, I'll do anything for that fat man. I was at school with that man. And he, you know, he used to always do that when he was younger. You know, he always said to me, "Oh, I'll get the aide to come and pay you afterwards." I had never seen him with no aid. I don't think that's the sort of man he is. He's a selfless man. He just comes in and takes it. He even stole my girlfriend, but I didn't want to say it. I have no resentful thinkings towards him because, to be honest here, the man is an absolute legend.
Mayor, I'm so sorry. I've got some terrible news. The train with the 12 carts full of helium, it flew in the sky. Apparently, you're meant to have counterweights between each cart. We did not know this. We didn't know. So not only did we not have helium for your birthday, there's a 25-ton freight train hovering over the city. We're one open door away from it crashing down on whatever it may hover over. Please don't punish us, Mayor. Please don't put me in a room full of balloons that is about to fly away at a moment's notice.
Right, where does this need to go?
Right, Bongo, they have asked us to put this up into their toddler's room.
Just up the stairs. It's the multimedia room now.
Can I ask you, is this the room that most people would generally be in your house?
No, so our third son is a pool table's room. Oh, okay, mind the pool table. Our son's room is now a pool table room. And our toddler's is going to be a multimedia room. So excited.
This will be able to hear through walls. So that's fine.
So?
As long as it's a room
you'll
that people will...
You'll be able to hear
will...
it through the walls.
Yes.
Yes, it's quite loud. It's got
we'll
a good...
hear it throughout the house.
Speakers installed into the side of the television. It comes with the speakers as part of it, which I believe is quite common for TVs nowadays anyway.
Oh, the little dangly bits fell down. I'm going to stick it back on top.
Don't mess with me. I will do that, Bongo.
Yes.
What's that on top of it?
The antenna.
Why has it got a lens?
That's for you to hit record and record TV, not yourself.
That's all right, guys. I got this. That is an old thing from the Xbox Kinect, if you remember. So your kids can, like, play on the TV.
Bongo, you've just described a camera to them.
Is that a camera?
No, it is not.
It's part of the free TV experience, and if you want the 62-inch free TV with TV license already paid and all 999 Sky channels...
Yes, and also, we do have to disclaim that the 62 inches are made up of 14 different cameras. There is a TV in there.
Yes.
Where? It's mostly just lenses. It looks like a camera shop in here.
It's all right, I got this, fellas.
Oh, no, please.
It's like one of them ring-like things. It from the city council.
Bongo.
I'm your mayor.
Bongo, stop describing
a
types of cameras.
A ring light?
You mean...
Like one of those doorbells that record people.
Yes, so it's so that when you are watching, you always feel welcome.
You always know your reactions to TV shows.
Like Gogglebox.
Yes.
But for yourselves and for the government.
You can be your own celebrity.
Why? Can't we just have one without the cameras?
Well, we have your signature now on this one, so it'll be a waste of Bongo's back.
Martin, did you already sign it?
Well, he said it was a 62-inch TV.
Bongo.
I'm not going to ask questions.
The TV must be on at all times.
And he has already put the cot and the toddler's bed outside, so you will have to keep it in the room now unless you pay Bongo a hefty amount of money to do it again, because he's not cheap.
Well, I want you to know that my Martin's been going to the gym.
Hang on, George. Easy.
You're going to prove it to me now. And you're going to kick it down
again,
the
boys.
Stairs.
Sorry, I got it.
Bongo, shut up!
Bongo, no. Not yet.
Bongo, could I privately contract you to take this down?
Well, I mean, I do have a freelance side business, a bit of security and
Bongo,
whatever.
Bongo, the mayor could find out about your indiscretion.
You are working for the government, Bongo.
Bongo, this sounds absolutely fabulous. How much your rate?
Sorry, I'm a professional these days.
Yes.
I work for the government.
Who knows where you live?
I am head of surveillance, so, you know...
You're head of surveillance? Are you in charge of those cameras?
That's why he knows so many different variations.
Why are the lights already on?
It's got Netflix on it, already paid for.
Already paid for. All the channels you could ever want.
Why are the red... It's not even plugged in, but the lights...
That's a great question.
Already on.
Yeah, you see, it's actually part of our new and improved nuclear program where it's been...
Nuclear program?
Yeah.
We have kids in this house.
In a different room.
They'll grow up different.
We still care about them. We don't want radioactive material.
You shifted their beds outside for a TV, sir.
We were going to get them bunk beds.
Yeah, we discussed that before you'd arrived.
In this day and age, people treat their children just like dogs.
We moved them out of the kennel months ago.
You don't read the terms and conditions, and now you're stuck with a TV which must be on at all times, recording you for life. The mayor knows all that you do.
Anders won the trout fishing competition. Everyone was convinced he'd just nipped out and bought it at the supermarket. He denied it, of course, but if you look closely at the winner's photo of him holding it up, bloomin' thing's still in the packet.
I would say the mayor's helped me this year through allowing additional hauntings throughout the town to occur not only at Halloween, but over the entire year. It's been very lucrative for my business as a medium. And I would say it's been so great, not only for my business, but also it's kept the spiders away in the house. You know, you say the house spiders are good for the flies and other, you know, critters, and the ghosts are fantastic for the spiders. So I am very, very welcome for that. It saved me a lot of frights during the night, because I don't like spiders, me. It's not my thing. But I do appreciate a lot of citizens are quite frightened of the phantoms that roam the streets day in and day out. They really do try to frighten people with the blood writing on the mirrors. But honestly, I just think it's part of the quirks of the town. But if anyone's interested, I do offer readings. And I also offer hauntings. So if you would like to have a neighbour frightened, I do have a sheet in the back of my car, and I can offer it myself and give them a fright.
All right, everyone, please, you've got to keep this a secret, all right? Now, I know we're not allowed to have a birthday party the same day as the mayor's, but I really want to celebrate my 18th birthday. So, here's the plan.
Oh, God.
It's alright, we can make it through this.
This is dangerous.
It is dangerous. Here's the plan. Gonna arrive in separate cars.
To your house or to an event venue?
There will be a letter under your doormat with the coordinates.
Okay, good.
Aren't you scared about leaving a trace? Like, what if you find a letter, like, even in the rubbish?
But do we have to burn the letter after we memorize the coordinates?
Everyone but you burn the letter. You will forget the coordinates. I know you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you
will forget them.
Are you worried about me giving information to the mayor?
I wasn't.
Then I have evidence on myself and I become a prime target. So I have to be watched.
Wait, who's...
Also watch him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's a relief. That's a relief.
Thank you, Daniel.
I'm not worried about you because you would make the worst witness in court.
Why?
On the other hand, I don't think this would go to court.
We don't know. We don't know what the mayor would do.
In what way a worst witness? Like, he's witnessed too much, or that he kind of rambles and wouldn't give good evidence?
I think the jury would turn on him.
Yeah, you do have that type of face. I'm sorry.
Well, if I get caught now, I'm going to give you up.
Whoa.
Well, now it's safe, apparently, because I can't be trusted in court.
On his birthday, too.
Yeah, on his birthday.
No, it's not my birthday yet.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's tough because I can't get my birth certificate. The mayor's blocked us.
Where's it going to be?
Okay, that's what the coordinates are for. But, going to have to bring our own slice of cake.
Doesn't matter what type.
I would like it if we could all get like a Black Forest gâteau. Just...
Okay, but I'm allergic to cherries, so...
Okay.
But it's his birthday, though.
No, that's all right.
Wouldn't America get suspicious that has been...
I mean, I will eat it if you want to.
No, don't die on
you
my birthday.
You can bring it, you just
I've got,
don't have to
I've
eat
got
it.
The EpiPen.
No, because
I know it's important to you. I know it's important
to you.
No, it's fine. It's okay. No,
fine.
No.
We can just go for chocolate cake.
No, it's okay. I'm okay.
I'll get one without cherries if we're getting separate cakes.
Well, okay. But if you want me to, you can just ask, and I will have anaphylactic shock for you.
This is why I trust you so much more than Jeffrey. You're willing to put down your life.
I am.
Yeah, I will turn immediately upon perjury of my life.
No, I'm going to watch you.
I can't be trusted.
You can trust me.
Don't give Jeffrey your EpiPen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We know what happened last time.
Yeah.
Stab yourself in the thumb.
Yep. Was awake for 3 days.
Also, Sarah nearly died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was having an anaphylactic shock. I was having quite a shock as well. Yeah.
A shock to the system.
You distracted the paramedics. It was not intentionally.
I just had so much energy.
It kind of felt intentional, though. It kind of did a bit.
It was a little bit like you're trying to steal the spotlight. Like you thought too much attention was on Sarah.
Yeah, like, I get an anaphylactic shock, and then you're like, on my thumb, and I was just kind of on the stretcher and I couldn't breathe, but I was looking at you and I thought, how could my own friend do this to me? Sorry, we've never unpacked
it
fully.
Even when Sarah was on the stretcher, you were like,
almost laying on top of her, waving your thumb in front of the paramedic.
I only put my thumb on the stretcher. I didn't put my whole body on the stretcher with her. Only the injured part.
That's still weird.
It was 2 years ago and you still bandaged your thumb.
Yeah.
I have to protect myself.
From what?
You still carry an EpiPen. That is a danger to me.
I made the mistake once of giving you my EpiPen. It's not going to happen again. Because we know you can't be trusted. No, I don't trust you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You need to watch me.
I'm watching. I'm wondering, what music are we going to have at it?
Can't have music.
Oh.
What?
No, we can do like a silent disco if you want,
that's
but
fun.
We can't.
Okay, we could all listen to our own music then.
I only have wired headphones.
That's fine.
I think they're better for you, aren't they?
I have knockoff AirPods.
That's probably why your brain's so fried.
Yeah,
the radio waves. That actually just means a lot. Maybe
just because they're huge and they have antennas?
Yeah.
I've walked past you and felt the heat. It can't be good for you.
Yeah. I think it's boiling you from the inside out. We actually need to unpack this. Maybe that's why you can't be trusted. Because
can we do it after my birthday? I feel like this would take days.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's all right. I don't want to make it all about me. But
we'll put a pin in that.
We'll put a pin in that.
You boiling your own brain.
I've recently tried to go to the shop and there's no balloons, so I'm guessing that there's not going to be any balloons for your party.
Well, that's all right. I've got an older cousin. He's done his own escape room, and we can do that. And he said he's going to paint some balloons on the wall.
Like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, how sweet.
That's really sweet. It's really
he's
sweet.
Great. Does Winnie the Pooh paint balloons?
Well, he's often on walls and he has balloons in his wall.
In all fairness, he is depicted with balloons.
Well, quite often.
Oh, okay. I assumed you were saying he drew balloons on a wall.
No. He can't draw.
Also, the evil thing from It is also depicted with balloons.
That's true.
So that's not a good track record for Winnie.
That's true. No.
It's a 50-50 chance.
That's it. If a child falls a red balloon, it'll either be Winnie the Pooh or It.
Death and honey.
I'm glad I'm turning 18 and they're not lose interest in me.
Are we going to have alcohol?
Can't get an ID.
What about your older cousin?
He doesn't drink. Makes escape rooms.
He can buy drink.
Yeah, could you ask him maybe to get something?
I'll ask him, yeah. Last time I did that, he told me about the dangers of drinking, and then he said you'd be much better off learning about Jesus. But he doesn't know much about Jesus, so I don't know.
Favorite memory of Mayor Unders. Well, if I can go back so far, when the mayor was a boy, and a precocious boy he was at that, he used to deliver the newspaper in our part of town. I guess at the time he wasn't the mayor, so he didn't really have a lot else to do. But whenever he was delivering the paper, oftentimes he'd have a little insert that he put into the paper. And at the time, I really did think that it was just, I did think it was strange, but I thought it was real. That the newspaper would be basically bragging about the mayor and how great he was as a 13-year-old boy. You know, I haven't talked to my neighbours recently. I think many of them actually still do believe what they read all those years ago. And I do wonder if that's actually maybe why we even still really got him as a mayor. But, yeah, I think the paper was just full of lies and over-exaggerations at best. I stopped subscribing to it soon after that. I think the mayor actually now does his own little online newsletter, but can't say I use the computer too much these days, so I don't really follow.
So what you're saying is you want me to kind of incorporate alcohol into the escape room in some kind of way? Like maybe have it be the prize at the end, maybe?
Or like the preamble?
No, you need to earn it, no. You can't just come in and get something. If you're coming into the escape room, you have to earn it. It's part of the process.
Could you just do some cons inside and then, like, have, like, champagne at the end?
It's not about the fun. It's about escaping.
I see a book of advanced quantum mechanics. That's not going to be in the escape room, is it?
You weren't supposed to see that.
Buy me beer, please.
So we said no then.
Well, you said a lot of things, but I think it's a no.
I got a confession to make. Since yesterday, I did lose track of Jerry.
The coordinates go to the wrong place. If he tattles on me, what they're going to be doing is raiding a flower shop.
Oh, so you gave him the
wrong coordinates. I'll feel bad if he didn't betray me, but if he did, we'll hear about it.
Honestly, I think he probably did. He's been gone a fair while now.
I don't want to be friends with him anymore.
Thank God you brought that up.
I'm so glad you said it.
I am so glad you mentioned that. Honestly, can't stand him.
Such a drama queen. Loves the attention. Every time when I was watching him, all he was doing was just like, when he would walk down the street, he would be like, look at me, and run out into the street, stop cars, and then proceed to walk home. It's weird.
He's not, man.
Mayor Unders, sure don't remember him well. Aye, I remember he brought in that new initiative to try and lower travel costs for everybody in the town. He says it would make everybody a lot more connected, and turns out he just wanted everybody to travel as the crow flies.
My favourite thing about Meanders is that I regularly see him in my dreams. And whenever I see him, I know I'm asleep. And I feel safe that the mayor is watching over me. Oh no, got a text, fuck's sake.
All right, SWAT team. So we got a contact from a little boy, and he said there's a person having an 18-year-old birthday party here in this flower shop. And we're jacked as hell.
Yes, bro.
And we need to go in there and stop him.
You're gonna smash the shit out of that store.
Yes.
I'm gonna go. I see vines. I'm gonna rappel down those vines.
Rappel down those vines in the flower shop.
Bro, yes. Bro. What have you been doing for those traps? Your traps... Oh my God!
Your traps are trapping my eyes.
They are shredded. You changed up the routine, bro.
Guys, I've been squatting 57 times a day.
You've been squatting for your traps?
How the hell did you get how did you squats to work for your traps? I have no idea. You know me, guys.
He squats upside down. It's crazy.
This guy. Revolution.
Your hair is looking gorgeous.
Yeah, you're right. It's only one at the barber's.
One?
One, bruh.
How's it so long?
Bruh, you should see my barber. These Dunbracken barbers, I swear, they are the bomb.
Bruh. What? Damn.
Hey, look at me.
What do
look
you want, kid?
Hey, kid.
Look at me.
Do you want to be a SWAT member?
No, look at this, look at this.
Stop running into traffic.
Yeah, get out of the road of the car. You want to get jacked up by some jack guys? Get the fuck off the road!
Bro, that's the wrong way to get jacked. There's a right way to get jacked and a wrong way to get jacked.
That's not the right way!
Okay, guys, I'm gonna come up to you.
We'll meet you in the Church of Iron on Saturday, and we show you how to get properly jacked.
You're gonna come with us, boy.
Until there's traps in your eyeballs.
You're gonna come with us, and we're gonna teach you how to get traps like this guy.
I think it's about time we got a new member, isn't it, boys?
Damn right.
Damn right.
Fuck up, what do you say, little boy? SWAT. You wanna take you to flower shop?
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Swat, look at this! I've got a rappel down the roof!
Oh fuck!
Oh god!
Oh, Jesus, oh my god. He didn't even grab the rope! Oh my god!
Can we get some paramedics in here?
Jump.
Sir, please, we do need through with the ambulance right now, if that's possible.
2 a.m. I've been here since 2 a.m.
I don't care. We as emergency service need to get through.
Just drive around.
Drive around.
I cannot move. As soon as I move, someone's going to steal my spot.
Bench him.
Quick, bench him back to life.
Quick.
Well, this will help my traps look so good.
Bench him back to life. I'm so anxious. I'm just going to do push-ups on the side. I'm just going to do push-ups on the side of the road.
Bro, your pecs are popping.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm so sad for him. They're popping. They're popping in sadness.
A little boy is in danger.
Little boy's always in danger. This parade's only today.
What a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy.
Horrible.
What a horrible, horrible
regret. Regret.
I'm gonna throw a smoke bomb, guys. Run.
Wonderful chap, wonderful chap.
I met him at the country club and also at the golf club. Yes, we were playing a quick 9-hole the other day, and I told him, I said, oh, you know, I've been having some problems with an employee of mine, someone who's detailed with looking after my accounts and so forth. And I said I needed him to be, you know, possibly quietly removed and taken out of situation, and he tapped his nose a couple of times and said, don't worry, I'll make your problem disappear. And I said, oh, that'll be really, really top-notch. I think they find the body in some sort of a landfill, and I'm not saying it was the mayor directly, but he clearly knows how to get things done around here, and that's really, really quite good for a time like this. It has sort of backfired on me. I actually needed this accountant to be able to sort of actually release some of my funds, and his death has possibly led to some additional legal strife, but, you know, I can't blame that on the mayor. You have to put that down to a good old me. That's my fault. The mayor himself, you know, problem solver. Yes. Love that man.
Any second, her float's gonna come round this corner, and all this hours of waiting will have been for something.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I mean, we have been standing here for quite some time.
You say she belted herself?
Yeah.
And you didn't help her?
No. She refused to show me what it looked like.
Wow.
And did she say how fast it goes?
I think floats have a legal limit.
And what's the maximum legal?
I think 3 miles per hour.
Is she sticking to that?
I think it's determined by these other floats ahead of it, yeah.
Oh, they're all going pretty slow.
I'd be very surprised if it starts going faster than other people marching in the parade.
Yeah.
I would love to see it, though.
I would love to see that as well.
Your daughter could make headlines.
I don't think you're allowed to overtake. I think that's unsportsmanly.
I am not thinking about overtaking.
What did she put as the float?
Well.
Any spoilers?
It's like all the other floats. It's of the mayor.
It's a robust, tall man.
Yeah, it's her artistic interpretation of our mayor.
In name or spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
She went for flesh.
Oh, right, because that one's his aura. I thought it was a wonderful take.
She's gone for a visual representation. She says it's very similar to him.
Of the flesh of the mayor.
Yeah.
I like how they all floats have to say what type of spirit they've taken, like aura or flesh or name.
Yeah, yeah. One's doing bone marrow, and apparently it's going to be really exciting. It's apparently very white.
I heard that they couldn't get enough, so it had to be cancelled.
You're joking me?
Yeah, they couldn't make enough, so there's half of a bone marrow one.
It's a shame.
I came
that the town wouldn't all pull together and donate as much as they could.
Which we replenish in our bodies, but no.
This is what I think is so great about the parade. It's really great for community spirit, and I think we should have one maybe every day.
I'm just thankful I'm moving out, because this town can't even put together a bone marrow float.
Yeah.
What's the point of being here?
No community spirit anymore.
Nothing.
Well, good. If we have more opportunities to have parades like this and make little floats, then maybe people could come together more and donate more bone marrow. You could have even a bone marrow donation awareness parade.
Well, I don't know how, because then they're going to have to use the bone marrow to make the floats again.
Yeah. And we can't even make
the bone marrow's aura.
Precisely, and we want a parade.
Oh, or the bone marrow's aura, which is that just a bone?
I think so. I suppose it is what surrounds you.
It's what surrounds
you.
The marrow.
Well, it
and
would be
flesh.
Our children's interpretation of all of these things. I think it's wonderful.
I suppose you could go from the core, and then you could go bone marrow, bone, flesh, and ligament, and then skin, maybe hair. We'll see how we do. Then maybe jean, and then maybe sock.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're putting ideas in my head.
No, exactly. I would love to hear it. That's so many ideas. Enough to inspire maybe 2 parades.
Sorry, while you were talking, there was one that, admittedly, you can still see the behind of it, but it said under Mayor Unders, and the driver's actually being escorted away by police.
Unbelievable. See?
Wow.
This freaking town. I'm so glad I'm getting out.
So much events and drama. Just think, if we stopped all traffic in town centre
every day.
I'm sorry, that
for two
was
to 3
not,
hours just after lunch.
That was a crime. That's borderline flashing.
ones doing the news for the mayor. Oh, thank God. I've been looking around half a Dumbracken looking for you. Well, what is there to say about the mayor that I haven't already said in my online blog? I love him a bit. I think he is the best thing that's ever happened to this town. I've been at every one of his speeches and every one of his showers. I'm sorry, cut that. I just think he's so handsome. I think he really brightens the town up. And when he installed those flower boxes, I thought, why can't we just have lots of little pictures of you? You're just as gorgeous. And Mayor Unders, what a name. I mean, it makes you immediately think. No. I mean, I haven't been stealing his underwear. I haven't. I don't even know where he lives. Sorry. The celebrations are wonderful. I love that he's got all the cows of the town just walking around the streets. You know, they don't smell great, but it makes you think about our economy and our livestock and just how much milk that man could drink. Yeah, that's what I said. I've seen him through his windows. He drinks about 2 pints a night. And usually you'd think that'd be a lot for a man, but he just guzzles it right down. He guzzles it. He's like a hose backwards. He's like a wet vacuum. And just thinking about me, gets him excited. I hope. At least that's what it says in my fanfiction. You can find it on my blog. MayorUnderfans.underwans. Yes, underwans are what we call ourselves because it's like his underwear, but we're his fans. Oh, he's amazing.
All right, kids, put on your ponchos and gas masks. It's a wonderful life float coming up. This is what life would be like if we never got our mayor. The town would be ruined ashes. There would just be fire.
Can I breathe under the mask? I have to take a big breath before the mask.
Take a big breath now. You'll be able to breathe, but it'll be difficult.
Sir, I have...
We have our mayor to thank for this.
I have pretty bad asthma, so is it okay if I sort of half put it on?
I would recommend going low to the ground.
Low to the ground?
Low to the ground.
So in case I fall, it's more...
No, there will be a lot of smoke and dust and ashes. It will be tough.
So you are pumping the stuff out around the float.
I support the float, yes.
That's what that smoke machine and what that ash machine and the viscera machine was for.
The viscera machine is for later, but right now it's just the smoke and ash.
Okay. So we're going to have to take a deep breath. How fast is this float going to go for? Like, how long is it going to take to get to the end of the...
You know what? This is a good chance to do your miles homework as well. It takes 3 miles per hour. We have a 20-meter road.
Right.
Work it out.
So it can go 6,000 meters an hour.
And yes,
it can float in the air. So does that make it faster?
It cannot float in the air. It doesn't literally float.
What?
It's just called a float.
So what's under there?
Yeah.
Wheels.
Like a car? That's just a car. It's a bus.
A float is a kind of car.
Damaged bus.
It's a damaged bus.
In this case, very literally, it is a burnt out bus.
I was in a damaged bus once and it was not as fun.
Her bus tipped over once and hit a slurry tanker.
It went right into an oak tree.
That sounds challenging. I'm surprised that I hadn't heard about that.
Philip, when do you want me to put the viscera machine on for the kids?
Later. We have a tight schedule.
All right.
And once the ashes start, we won't be able to check it. You should have memorized it.
What sort of ash is this?
Literal ashes.
Yeah, it's my grandma died last week, and Philip said if you've got any recent family death, use the ashes. So
I bet they would be honoured to be part mayor's.
I haven't had a close family member die, so can I use my guinea pig ashes?
Do you have them on you?
Yeah, they're just in my book bag.
No, I actually don't think my grandma would appreciate her ashes being mixed with the hamster ashes, guinea pig ashes.
What about my guinea pig?
It's not about your grandma. It's not about your guinea pig. Today is about the mayor.
Sorry, did she hear this? He said that my guinea pig is not as good as his noun.
I'm sorry, you're a child and I'm the teacher and assistant, so
which
I think...
Which means you had more time with your grandmother than she had with her guinea pig.
And I'll also say this, you don't need to be my teaching assistant on the weekend.
Well,
I know that, but it's funny because your guinea pig probably died the similar way to my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
Shot by an arsonist?
Shot by an arsonist. So a murderer. I think arsonist goes second in that equation.
Arsonist would have been easier. Would have kept the ashes there. But
well, good for you, Dunbracken. You only went and done it. The mayor is not coming out for his big speech. All because of you. On his day of days, he heard screaming, he heard sirens, he heard smoke bombs, he saw a full freight train full of helium dangling above the city. And said it brought back PTSD of when he saw a Colonel Marzipan reduction and refused to show his face. Not enough people are snitching on their fellow townspeople. And not enough people are thanking the mayor for everything he's done for you this year. You've ruined his big day, and you will deserve whatever punishment he deems fit for a betrayal as heinous as you all have shown him. Now you might just have to wait another year to finally hear him speak. Maybe he'll be cast by then.
Thank you for listening to the finale of Season 2 of Back to Dunbracken. We'll be taking a break. We'll finish Season 2. Season 3 won't be out for a while. Probably February or March of next year. But I can't wait to get... I'm already building Season 3 as I speak now. And in the meantime, we're going to have some like Christmas episodes and things. So be maybe a bit more sporadic until Season 3 kicks off in around March time. But we're going to have like Christmas episodes and different things like of that ilk. But if you enjoyed this past year of Dunbracken, please do share it with friends. It's been wild how many people have seemingly actually listened and enjoyed this. And at the end of the day, we are just making each other laugh. So it's amazing to think that we have the chance to make other people laugh. And I hope we get to continue doing that for a long, long time. I want to thank all 40 people who over the past year have given up their time and allowed me to record them being hilarious. This episode especially, we had Patrick Meyer, we had Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Eddie Goodwin, Owen Fox, and Declan King. And then I also had a lot of people doing actual call. Thank you to everyone who called in, gave voice notes about what they thought about the mayor. That was a lot of the cast from across this season, so it was lovely to get more voices in for this one. And I just want to say a final thank you to you. Thank you for listening. Please do, if you've enjoyed this, like, share, rate it on your platform of choice. And we will be back before you know it. Oh, I've got some good ideas for next season. This is going to be awesome. Do I have anything else left to say? If you want to follow and keep up to date, follow at DunbrackenPod on the socials. Mostly on Instagram if you want to keep up to date with when episodes will be out, and like especially in the off season. If you want to follow my own page, it's at Conlith McVeigh. The name kind of sounds like it should, or kind of spells like it should. The name is difficult to people, for seemingly. So just look it in the show notes. You can also follow all of the cast and things like that from the show notes as well. Should be links to their Instagrams and whatnot. Thank you very much for listening. You have wonderful taste. Thank you for tuning in for an entire year. Good night and good year.